Blog Talk Radio.
Through life, you can easily throw money at situations, get into situations with money, get out of situations with money. But when you don't have money like that, then you have to be a little bit more creative. Here's the twist, though. Some people who don't have money, some people who live by modest means, they still live as if they are using money in order to get the things that they want. Well, how do they do it? How do they do it? Well, we gonna talk about it and get through it now. What's going on, Stacey White? Good to see me some you. Oh, yes, it's true. And I want to thank you for coming on through. And I see my brother, Ansel Jones. Baltimore girl, can't leave him alone. Thanks for coming on by. I'm glad that you don't get high. But even if you did, I still think you fly. And Carol Chamber, let me follow Rita. And I'm so glad to see you. Have my eyes on you. And I know the sun will go down on you. And I see T. Carrie right morning, noon, and night. Glad to have my people going in your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris. Hail, sit back, relax, take snacks, and chill. So this is the Daily Go Get It Business Show, y'all. And I say, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Okay. I had a pretty good day today. It was an interesting day. You know, peaks and valleys, ups and downs. It's one of those days when, you know how people be like, yo, I can't call it. It was one of those days where I really couldn't call it. I couldn't call it. You know, it's funny that I'm labeling it a pretty good day because I couldn't, it was one of those days I couldn't really get under control. You know, sometimes you got to get your day under control. Let me move this chat over here. the chat is hiding out over there by the camera. See, I don't use my not for YouTube. For YouTube, I don't use my phone. I use the phone, a phone for Instagram, but for YouTube, I use a camera. You know what I'm saying? Like I can actually pan the camera, you know, 1080p. You see them calluses right there? See, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. And see how it gets that focus back really quick? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Kia. Ooh. Oh, no, it's lunching on the focus. Come on, man. There you go. Let's do it again. I tried to. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily. Go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. Do the same. Rain. Same. Rain. Yo, anyway. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get It Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that you are doing the same. And it's about time for us to play our game. It's time to play our game. So, I said so. Money or personality? Now, other people might have said something like money or respect. We ain't talking about money or respect. Money, power, respect. My girl Janice Camacho. Jay Camacho. Jay Macho Camacho. Good to see me some you. Glad you came out, yo. And my big sis, Robbie Ming is here to do what thinks she's something like a queen for a king. Money or personality? You know, listen, some people are born into a money situation where, you know, there's money there. Your parents, maybe even your grandparents, great grandparents, whatever. You know, there's a lineage of generational wealth there. But for most of our people, we have to start from kind of like where we are. We don't know a whole lot about generational wealth, but we do know something about having a couple of dollars, and having a couple of dollars is having money. You know, that's hood. You know, having a couple of dollars is hood for you have a really good career or a job or whatever. In other words, you ain't out here broke or starving or whatever. You can go to the mall and shop, take your drop, and make sure you come through, won't get stopped by the cops, and you ain't never going to get locked up. And, yep, you're doing all right. Got the change in the cup. Okay. So, but, you know, when you talk about having a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying, being paid a little bit, that can give you some access around the way. Small access, but access nonetheless. So when you have a lot of money, you basically have access to the world. You want to go to different countries. You want to take trips. You want to have things. You want to purchase toys, things like that. You can easily do that when you got a couple of dollars, when you're rich. When you have money, big time money, and people take notice when you have big time money. I know we all know about the white guys who dress nerdy or even bummy or whatever, you know, like the Larry Davids of the world. You know, got a ton of money, but dress like they work from home. How about that? Okay. Okay, we all know about that, but we know that around our way, when you got a couple of dollars around the way, you be showing that shit. You can see the access. Jewels, cars, furniture, you know, doing other things around the hood to let people know that you got a couple of dollars. You know what I mean? You throwing big time cookouts, you paying for everything, and you don't even get food stamps. Look at you. Look at you. What you can do. I said, I look at you and what you can do. I said, look at you. Yeah, I'm glad they came. I said, look at you and what you can do. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I see you. Rita Reds is in the house. Rita. What's going on, Rita? It's good to see me some you. See me some you. I would see me some you. Darling, if you want me to, you. I would see me some you. Anyway, thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. But yeah, when you don't have money, you can't throw money at situations all the time. You know, even if you get in trouble, you may not have the type of money that will get you out of trouble. You know, money that can pay off, pay lawyers for your defense, maybe even pay certain people up, pay certain people to forget that they saw you or get rid of paperwork. Those types of things that people with real money can do. So what do you do? What do you do? How is it that some people who don't have a lot of money still live like they have a lot of money? How is it that people who don't have a lot of money get the things that people who have a lot of money can get? How do you do it? And one of the things that I want to address today, and I hope y'all feeling blessed, I want to ask y'all two questions. We know that using money to get what you want, aka tricking, we know that that's a male trait. We know that men have been doing it for generations. You know, if you got it, you're flaunting it in ways that will benefit you. You want a boat, you get a boat. You want a woman, you get a woman. And yeah, there are plenty of women out there, and I mean plenty, 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 who will deal with a man just because he has a lot of money. That's not to say that every woman does that, because every woman does not do that. But there are women out there who do it. And for the ones who do, I'm talking to you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am talking to you. You know, so a man wants toys like cars and jewelry, boats, planes, if he can afford that much, whatever, he'll get it. Now, about women, what I want to ask is, do women use money to their advantage also? Are there some women out there who let their money speak for them rather than their personality? Which y'all know. Are there women out there who let their money speak for them rather than their personality? In lieu of their personality, are there women out there that you know of, that you've heard of, that you've seen, that you've observed, that use their money instead of using their body? Using their money instead of using their body. Using their money instead of using their body. Using their money instead of using their using their money instead of using their body. Using their money instead of using their body. Using their money instead of using their body. Instead of using their money instead of using their body. Using their money instead of their body. Are they still there? I say using their money instead of the body. Are they out there? I need y'all to tell me. I need y'all to share. And speaking of women using their money instead of their personality, we need to have a little talk about personality. Is using your body and using your personality the same way? The same thing. Now, I know that some people might say no, but one thing is for sure, you're not using your money, right? Now, if you use your body, Are we sure that using your body and using your personality don't sort of coincide? Are we sure about that? Do we know that for facts? Is that actual and factual? As long as you know that I can have any joint I want to, baby, that's actual and factual, but well, what do y'all say? Is using your body the same as using your personality? I'm thinking that answer may be different for some people. You know, some people might not look at using your body and using your personality as being the same thing. But I've witnessed women do the same thing. And I've actually witnessed men do the same thing too. And we can get into that. We can discuss that right there. I said we can discuss that shit right there. So let's get into a Daily Go Get a Business show. It's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with famous Cinderella Dana Dane. It's Cherry. Where's the woman Dana Dane with fame? What's going on, Dana Dane? It's good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for coming on through. Good to see you. All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Money or personality? What's that guine? What the guine? Hold on. Hold on. I know I've been a little mobile today, but listen. I got me a fresh bottle of alcohol. Got me a fresh bottle of alcohol. Feeling kind of good about it. Needed it. Got some peroxide for my teeth. I brush with peroxide every day. Every day
it rains.
So I gotta use this alcohol. So when that light skinned cat of mine comes through, I can wash my hands and whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can get right when that light-skinned kitty comes through. You know what I mean? Blondie. Matter of fact, where you at? Oh, I know where she at. I know where she is. She up there in that comfy spot. My daughter's here. She leave the door open so the cat can chill on the bed. Yeah, may not play that. Damn, I got this cut on my hand. That would hurt. Fuck it. Money or personality. Let's talk about it, y'all. And if y'all would like to call into the show and give your 2 cents, you know, get in on this conversation directly, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes. Y'all, I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Money or personality? Which one do y'all have the most experience with? Which one has worked for you? Listen, some of y'all may have used the money that you had to get what you wanted, you know, whenever you were coming up or in your adult lives or whenever you figured out that it worked. One thing about money is that it works. Your personality, it can be hit or miss. It has to go to the right person. You have to have, you know, a little bit of luck and a little bit of a hypnosis going on. But with money, money works. You know, I had this conversation yesterday with a colleague. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, why do men think that women want money? Or why do they think that money can get women? I'm like, so let me get this straight. We going to sit here and argue that there are plenty of women. Millions of women out here who will give a man play just because he handling like that. We going to act like it don't go that way? And are we going to also act like men don't learn from that? That's what we doing? I hope not, because we don't want to do that. No. Yeah. Money is an easy tool to use. If you have it at your disposal, you can get anything you want with money. Of course, there's some things that money can't buy. You know, you might talk about love. You might talk about affection. You might talk about genuine admiration or like for a person. Yeah, it can be argued that you can't buy those things, but it can also be argued that you can. You may not get it up front, but along the line, you might get it. Now, when you don't have any money, you don't have the option. You don't have the option of using the money. So what do you do? What do you do? How do people who don't have money or have access to money, how do they learn how to get what they want? Most things in this world cause money. Most things in this world cost money. And at a young age, when we start wanting things, we find out the value of a dollar. Because mama gonna say something. You know, if your mom was like my mom, she was always talking about, y'all think money grow on trees. Or y'all must think I'm made of money. Y'all just come over here and shake the money tree. I don't know what y'all think this is. T. Carey, right, says, Carol, I just bought my man a cow. He always wanted one. A cow? You mean like, when you buy like a cow, you talk about the meat. You can buy like a whole cow, a quarter cow, half cow. What kind of cow did you get your man? What is this cow? But personally, I love cows. I like cow print. What is this cow? I mean, you talk about cows. You gonna get my attention. What is this cow? I want a cow. I love cows. That black and white print is the shit. Where's the cow? Moo, moo, moo. Victoria Staples. Hey, I never saw you on this side before. Hey, yo, now this is a pleasure. What's going on, ma? It's good to see me some you, Victoria Petrell. Staples. We've been Facebook friends for a long time. What's going on? It's good to see me some of you. I appreciate you coming on through and giving me a little bit of play. Appreciate it. Oh. All right. Let me see what y'all was talking about before I read about the cow. I want to see what's going on with the cow. You know what I mean? Y'all get, you know, somebody, they giving out cows. I'm going to get me one. Okay. Okay, right. I buy gifts too. Okay. Wait a minute. I was buffering. Show me the money, Carol said. Robbie Ming says money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money. She says, I have a friend who buys men expensive gifts. Huh. Yes, I think there are. Oh, you talking about women? Okay. Okay, you talking about when I asked the question about are there women out there who use their money instead of their personality?
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I think there are. I don't know any personally, though. GK Wright says, I buy gifts too, Carol, but only if I'm serious with someone. The gifts are always thoughtful, regardless of the price. That's what's up. Like he says, yes, I do also, and put a lot of thought into the actual gift. Okay, in a way, using your body is the same as using your personality, because people are often ignited by the response to their body. It makes them more extroverted and confident. I like that answer because I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen, and I've seen people's personality, even if it was an act, hype up their body. Like once they see that somebody's attracted with their body, I've seen how they pretty much what you're saying. Like, okay, I got the fish on the hook. Watch this, 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 watch this. I got my peepers on you. Now watch for the next few minutes what I'ma do. I'ma get all his cash out the bank and out the stash. It's about to be a real bash. It's gonna be a party. And I hope that y'all can come through with the Bacardi. And I hope y'all got the Hennessy. And don't forget, that's a rock. We gonna rock the block. Ah! Okay. Okay, so it says 70% and up. I still don't understand how you just bought your man a cow. He always wanted one. Okay. A cow. Hey, look. Cherry came through with the cow emoji. I don't get no cow emoji. I want a cow emoji. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you was playing. Man, corny. Ansel Jones says, ain't nothing going on but the rent. Gotta have a JLB if you wanna be with me. No finance, no romance without finance. GK Wright says, Omar, you had to read our convo for comment. So Taki wants to hide when you're finished with the convo. So Taki, he wants to hide. Okay, so yeah, money or personality, y'all. Money or personality. How do people who don't have a lot of money get the things that people who have money have or get? How do you do it? I've seen people's personality get them a whole lot of shit. You know, you want to talk about, you know, some women using their body in order to attract men or whoever and get the things that they want. Yeah, I've definitely seen that happen. I've seen men do it with women too. You know, there is a particular weakness in being over infatuated with the physical body, you know, a pretty face, pretty eyes, you know, fat old, big, fat, juicy, plump ass, you know, big, juicy titties, you know, that kind of thing. But I've also seen women fall for it too. You know, a man with a body, a bodybuilder type, not really the bodybuilder type, but more like the Ben Johnson, more like the Ben Johnson, runner type, you know, like, you know how muscular looking those sprinters are, those Olympic sprinters, you know, they always a real cut, arms, shoulders, legs, you know, they always real cut. And I've seen those dudes work miracles on chicks. You know what I mean? I've seen it. It's very, they have that stereotypical body, and you know, the women who have really valued them have paid like they weigh. And they haven't been all fat chicks or nothing like that. It ain't even about all of that. Some women just believe in taking care of their men or taking care of their man. Taking care. Taking care. Taking care. So I'm saying all that to say this. Men ain't the only people who trick out here. Although they do trick more true to the trick, to the trade. They do trick more to the trade than a woman does. A woman may pay for their man or whatever, but they really want him to be their man. A man will go out there to the strip club and just pay for sex or pay random chicks and young girls around the way or whatever. You know, throw a couple of dollars at them. You know what I mean? You know, that kind of thing. You know, he may not be looking for a relationship, or he might have a woman at home or a spouse or whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, he may use his money and his car to his advantage. I know each and every one of us have seen some dude who had a really, really, really nice and expensive car, and that's all he needed. You know, we make up the stereotype and the joke about the dude living in his mom's basement, but he got like a Mustang 5.0 with hammer rims tinted up, you know, convertible 5.0. So he ain't even got his own spot, but it don't matter because he got this car. He got this car and it's getting him what he need in order to make it happen out there. Cat C Baby. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me some you. You know what I mean? It's been so long since I've actually had eyes on you. You know, since I actually had the eye. It's been like 2011. It's good to see you, though. It's good to see me some you. But yeah, money or personality. It's not hard to know which one you have used mostly during your life. A show like this may actually get you to thinking like, dang, I have used nothing but money in order to, I've paid my way into and out of a bunch of situations. Well, that's your business, though. Yeah, but that's your business, though. Yeah, but that's your business, though. And I ain't here to get in it. So you don't have to directly answer these questions. All I'm asking from you is that you think about it, be about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's get a conversation going. I need to stop taking my glasses off. I take them off often because I don't like wearing them. Cal Chamberlain says, nice people don't always finish last. I've never gone for that nice guys finish last shit. But one thing is for sure. If the nice guy got a lot of money, he's going first. Ha ha. He's getting right up to the front of the line, baby. I've always wondered, does having money stifle the creativity in some people? Because when you have a lot of money, like I said, there's a tendency to just pay your way through things. Well, I mean, our situation, our struggle as black people, one thing we always talking about is having more money. You know, we had, like, some of these celebrities should put their money together and help build up the black community. I know y'all have heard people talk like that. So have I. They should, you know, Will Smith and Michael Jordan and Oprah and Bob Johnson and Dr. Dre and Puffy and Russell Simmons. They should put their money together and help build up the black community. We've heard it. So as if the black as if money could actually help build up the black community. It can build things in the black community, but in order to build the black community for real, you have to build the mind up. You have to build up the mental. You have to build up our self-esteem. You have to build up our sense of self-worth. You have to build up our ambition and our knowledge base. Things like that. Because once you fix that, then we'll start building each other up instead of tearing each other down. Our lack of education and our lack of understanding and our lack of guidance makes us tear each other down instead of building each other up. So we've become demolitionists all day, but we haven't become construction workers. Now, here's the thing about demolition. A demolitionist, even a licensed demolitionist knows that you don't just go in there and tear shit down, just start, you know, taking a wrecking ball and swinging it all crazy. You prepare a house to be, or a building or a structure to be taken down. So even demolitionists, professional demolitionists, are structured and they are constructive in their demolition because they understand what needs to be done in order to take down a building safely. My point was and is, we think that we need money in order to build up the black community, and we don't. But it's hard for many of us to think outside or out of the terms of money. It's hard for us to think about that. So I've wondered if having money stifles your creativity. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. That's the number to call if you want to get in on this, get in on this conversation. 319-527-6199. Daily Go Getimism Show. Money or personality? Money or personality? Which one do you use? If you have enough money, do you still use your personality? Or do you balance it out some type of way so you don't have to spend all your cash? Money or personality? How far? We know how far your money can get you. How far can your personality get you? Sinstress Page, thanks for coming through. And I appreciate the heart. I really do. Really. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? Our things were coming on and being thorough. Cheryl. Nice guy. Norris Hill says, nice guys get fresh first instead of sloppy seconds. Now, I've never thought of it that way, but I'm going to rock with it. Oh, rich ones, though. Oh, okay. Oh. Ansel Jones says, burn it down when people get mad. I'll put my money towards something else. Okay. But yeah, money or personality? Which one has gotten you where you wanted to be? Money or personality? Which one has gotten you where you want to be? I said, money or personality? With the grind. What's it going to be, y'all? What's it going to be? Hold on, okay. Money or personality? Which one do you respect more? Do you lack respect for the people who use their money? And if so, why? You know, we say things like money is power. And some people are quick to deny that. Actually, I'm quick to deny it. I am. I'm quick to deny that. I think that money only has the power that you give it. But in terms of it having the ability to get things done for you and to you, man, you have to respect that. You have to respect that. Sinistress Page says, definitely money. Definitely money? You said yes. Okay. And I can understand that position. Mm-hmm. One thing is for sure. Money will show you immediately exactly what it can do. You may have to wait on your personality to come through and work its magic. But money will work as soon as it changes from one hand to the next hand. Or as soon as that check is written. As soon as that card is swiped. As soon as you pull out that knot. As soon. Soon as I get paid, I'll buy that bag for you. Give you some dough is what I'm going to do. Soon as I get paid. I mean, it's real shit. That's the one thing about money. It will show you, it will show and prove right out the gate what it can do. Your personality may have a delay on it, a grace period. You may have to give it some time. Thing about money is when you have enough money, you can boss people around. People will do it. I know it sounds crazy, and no, I'm not saying that it works for everybody, but people will do it. You got enough money, you can start barking orders on people that you don't even know. You can start barking orders on people that you don't even know. That type shit. You know, people want to... They don't want to lose out on getting that couple of dollars. So, TK Wright says, some people have personalities that seem like they have money. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because some people, now let me ask you this. Is it the people who have the personalities that act like they have money, or is it the people who don't have a lot of money, but they have a little bit of money, but they make their money stretch? Like, let's say here you are making $50,000 a year, but you still making it rain in the club. Like, making it rain? You ain't even making it. You ain't got enough to make it drizzle. But I've seen people, or I've heard about people making it rain for way less. Man, I remember I was watching Divorce Court years ago, and this cat was talking about, this young boy, he was talking about making it rain in the club. He made $13.50 an hour. This wasn't that long ago. I ain't talking about in the 1980s. This cat made $13.50 an hour. And, you know, the judge on, you know, who? She was like $13.50. You know, she ain't want to diss him, but she was like, "How do you make it rain in the club, and you only make $13.50 an hour?" Even with your overtime, you ain't got enough. Listen, for $13.50 an hour, you need to do a rain dance. You know. $13.50 an hour, man. You ain't making it rain in no club, fool. You barely making enough to get in the club, fool. But he was dead serious. And to him, he felt like he was making good money. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Wait till he makes $16.50. It's going to be on. It's going to be on. But yeah, so I guess it depends on what you consider having money to be. Gareth Emily says at $13.50, he better stay out of the rain. Doris Hill says, that's not even a snowball. Yeah, this is about, I don't know, maybe four or five years ago. I don't know. Some shit like that. It wasn't no long, long time ago. Robbie Mink says, money is necessary to live. It's all according to how your personality is. You have to have a good personality. So I say both. You say both? I don't know if you got to have both. It's probably good to have both. You ain't got to have. I've seen people do things with their personality that was unprecedented. We all know about the chick who came up on a sugar daddy. And some of them said that they wasn't even having sex with him. Like, I ain't even got to give him none. Like, he can't do nothing anyway. He can't get hard. He can't do nothing. But he liked to touch. He liked to feel a little something. He liked to see a little something. So I let him see and I let him feel. But I ain't got to do nothing because he can't do nothing. So he paid. He paid a stare. He paid for a good look and a feel. He paid a cop a feel and to get a good look. I can provide that for him. That's kind of like her personality. She wasn't treating him like shit. She didn't teach him. She didn't tease him because of his erectile dysfunction. She didn't put him down. You know, she went in there and talked to him and made him feel good about himself and his life and laughed at his jokes and, you know, let him get his feel on. Let him get his feel on. Let him get his feel. Let him get his feel. Let him get his feel. Let. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yo, he going to get. I said, let him get his feel on. Let him get his feel on. Let him get his feel on. Let him get his feel. 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 Are you still looking? Let him get his feel. He can look till he go to sleep. You know what I mean? It's one thing to have sex until you pass out, but it's another thing that you just look until you pass. I was screwing her, and I was eye screwing her so hard it made me want to have a little. See, yes, I had to lay down, and when I woke up again, I saw her in a gown, and I reached over, and I felt a little ass. That shit felt soft for the motherfucker. I can't pass. But ain't nothing I could do that night, so I pass off a couple of hundred. She'd be all right. And I'm coming on through. SS chop check coming on through. SSI check coming on through. SSI retirement. What you gonna do? I got my 401k plan today. Yo, money's on its way. I got my 401k plan today. Yo, it's coming. I said a 401k plan today. It's coming soon. As soon as I set the 4-0, I set the 4-0, I set the 4-0, I put the 4-0, I got 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 the 401k plan, I got the 401k, I got the 401k plan today. Yo, it's coming through, yeah, it's on its way, baby. That's your that's her personality. She treat the man nice. She treat him nice. He might invite all his friends, all his erectile dysfunction friends over. Yeah, old girl about to come around the corner, y'all. Yeah, you know how old girl, come around. Yeah, old girl, she be right here in a few minutes. Yeah, old girl, she gonna come around here. Nah, she old sweet thing. She bad motherfucker. Old girl be coming through. Let's hear it for old girl. Let's hear it for the young John. Let's hear it for old girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact. Myron on Players Club. My man, Magnificent Morocco, Magnificent Morocco. Oh, man. All right. And so Joe says, instruments, I'll clap your head every clap your hands now, people say. Clap your hands now, people say. I can't take it. All right. Magnificent Morocco says, I'm Joe Blow, the lover man. You need to be paying me. Hey, look. Look, man, when your man dies, you have to come out that pocket a little something-something. Money or personality, what's it going to be? Money or personality, what are you working with? What you got? What do you bring to the table? You bring money to the table, you're going to get something on that table. Now, you bring your personality to the table, you're going to have to field some questions. Like, well, wait a minute now. All you brought was a big butt and a smile. Now, I could see kids coming out of the Kool-Aid man talking about something. And what do you have against a big butt and a smile? I mean, all the women in my family, on my mom's side, they all got big butts. And they all smile a lot. So I had no choice but to trust it. All my aunties, cousins, and all that shit. Big butts and smiles. I was raised by big butts. My mama had a big butt and a pretty smile. What was I to do? I don't know what Michael Bivens was talking about. Talking about something. Oh, no, that was Ronnie DeVoe. Something you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Says you. That's all I trust. One shot, you're dead. That girl is poison. Can't trust a big butt and a smile. How dare you? New Edition is sold out in AC. You know what, man? And you know what? It never surprised me that New Edition still rocks to this day, because they found ways to be relevant in every era for 40 years. For 40 years, they found a way to stay relevant. In every era, they are the born. They are the reborn, the reborn. Because everybody like them. It's hard not to like New Edition. You know, I didn't like them when I was a teenager. I was hating on them. But I was like, but they songs do be kind of dope now. I mean, you know, even back then. I'm like, that Cool It Now is kind of a dope song. Cool It Now. And so Joe says, I made a section of 30 people go to finance briefings because I blew money from age 18 to 20. Damn, Morocco, you said white folks grab them tickets early? They scalping them? Or they actually going to the show? White people like New Edition like we did? But they like New Kids on the Block. In Sync. Backstreet Boys, that type shit. Groups that I hated. Hated them then, hate them now. Never coming around. But yeah, man. Money or personality? Which one do you use? Which one do you respect? Which one do you wish that you had more of? I mean, ain't never nothing wrong with having a few more dollars. But would you do with it what you observe other people doing with it when they abuse it? Now, let me ask y'all this. We know that you can abuse your privileges of having money. Can you abuse your privileges of having a good personality? Is there a way to abuse that? Is there a way to abuse the privileges that you have with having a good personality? Now, of course, we can say that your personality is really your influence, but then we would have to say that applies with money too. Money gives you the ultimate influence. Flawless influence, Mo. Flawless influence. Oh, New Edition just signed his Las Vegas. They sure did. Good looking. It's about time they get paid. Is Ralph going to join them? Because he was shitting on them. It's hard to have New Edition without a Ralph. Who's going to sing Cool It Now? Who's going to sing Can You Stand the Rain? Who's going to sing Count Me Out? Who's going to sing Is This the End? Who? Who's going to sing Candy Girl? You know, my girl's like candy, a candy treat. She knocked me high up off my feet. And so Joe's cutting corners using personality. T. Carrie Wright says, because when you have a good personality, when you have a good personality, people to do things for you. We should probably take this opportunity to omit that word too, right? Ralph and Johnny. Okay. Ralph and Johnny gonna be there. They said, shit, we gonna get this Vegas money. Candy girl, you're all my world. I need your love each and every day, every night and every day. You make me feel so good. No. Because he say through and through. Every time that I'm with you, you make me feel so good through and through. I know, man. Bobby. Yo, man. Yeah. Bobby Brown, man, he will never dance again. He can't dance no more. He can't sing no more. Like, come on, Bob. Come on, man. Yeah, one thing is for sure. Ain't nobody humping around now for sure now. You ain't humping around, jumping around. You can't make your notes. Did any of y'all see the verses with Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat? Did any of y'all see that versus? If y'all haven't seen it, it's pretty good TV. Check out the verses between Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat. It's interesting. Now, I was told that Keith Sweat blew Bobby Brown out. And it made sense with Keith Sweat catalog. But when I saw it, I was like, he ain't wash him. He didn't wash him. I think he beat him. I definitely think he showed him up. But he didn't wash him. Problem is, Bobby can't sing no more. That's the real Kingsway, you know, he all skinny. You know, he's still thin. He's looking like 1987 and shit. Meanwhile, he's showing Bobby Brown videos. He's like, he said to Bobby, he just straight throw a shot. He's like, you see how you used to look? Bobby Brown looking like he ate him, ate his former self. He looked like he ate his former self. He sweat dirty. I saw this one video that tried to say that Bobby Brown won. I'm like, stop in the name of bullshit before you break my heart. I said, stop. Like, we ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to do that. Hey, right, sis. Robin knew what the fuck I was saying. I was using talk to text so that I could answer quickly, sucker. I don't see any talk to text. What I see is words that I have to read. And I think that people are purposely making it hard for me. And I don't know why. Fellas, there's a jealous girl in our town. Ooh, baby. Okay. Can't tell myself. Saki, he knew what you meant. No, I didn't. Well, yes, I did. I said we want to omit the word too. That's all. That's all. If you're going to do talk to text, talk to it right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jerry, Jerry says, Candy girl, I took damn words to heart. I had to leave that damn candy alone. I need a girlfriend, and I need her right now. Hugging and kissing and holding you tight, never letting go. And the verses, Keith Sweat was challenging Bobby to sing his old song. And Bobby bitched. He was like, no, oh, no, no, I ain't gonna do that. I was like, Chief Sweat versus Bobby Brown versus. Check it out. You're going to dig it. It was entertaining. It was entertaining. Yeah, it was kind of ill because Chief Sweat drinking Ciroc. He know Bobby Brown is struggling with drug addiction. He asked me, yo, you want some of this Ciroc? The boy dirty. He dirty. He's so dirty. And Keith's dirty. Dirty Keith. You say no, I say yes. Girl, I bet I can make you sweat. You say no, I say yes. Girl, I bet I can make you sweat. Ah, man, we got to get ready to get on the pot here. We got to get ready to get a pot here, son. Carol Tamley says, question, Omar, is it your personality or your money? Come on, man, you know I'm cheap. Come on now. I ain't never used money. Listen, I'm not even able to use money. I went to Great Adventure this weekend. They ain't accept no cash. No money. I couldn't use my money if I tried. Bum nigga for life. In all honesty, I think that you should use balance. I really think that you should only spend your money where you think that is worth it. Now, if you think that is worth it to go to the club, go to strip club and throw your money all, you know, to the strippers or whatever and try to bag them and all of that, that's you. That's your money and your personality. That's how you get down. I'm more respectful of those who spend their money where their heart is, not necessarily where their dick goes. Not that you can't spend money where your dick goes, but I just think that you should have some heart behind the dick. Behind the dick, you should still love the joint. Okay. Okay. Yeah. It was times in my life I was too broke to even think about using my money, Carol. So, you know, that was before I became a $30 an hour septa nigga. You know, now I can go up in Lou and Chew's or Walt's Devil's Island and, you know what I mean, ball out with the $30 an hour septa nigga.
$30 now, except to drive it ass niggas, baby.
Robbie Ming says, Action News just showed a weather alert. Strong winds, 60 miles per hour, and rainstorm. Yeah, it is starting to get kind of dark out there. It's starting to get dark out there. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We got to get on the body here. You know what I mean? Y'all don't even want to talk about y'all money or y'all personality. You know what I mean? I know that some of y'all listen to the show have showed y'all titties for money. Some of y'all did it just to get some Jerry beads. And any woman that will show her titties to get some Jerry beads is the only kind of woman for me. That's why I keep my Jerry. Anyway, all right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Niggas are feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. And by the way, no, I do not work for Scepter. My driver's record could never be good enough to work for Scepter. But I can hang with him. I can do that. Queen Monica, what's going on? Number one out the block. I mean, number one out the box. Glandonera. Yes, that's her name. Glandonera Fredericks. Turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Crystal being Crystal Claire Renee. Happy birthday to you. And Trina, go get her. Trina Nicole Fontenot turning 37 years old today. And Ryan McIntyre turning 31 years old today. No relation, cuz. And Marie Antoinette Desina Agbe. Happy birthday to you. And DJ Quick, our very own DJ Quick. DJ Q Quick. You know, not the DJ Quick. You know, not West Coast. No, not him. And Angelique, faithful savior Markland, turning 28 years old today. And Clarence Willis, turning 61 years old today. And Shauna Oliver, turning 51 years old today. And Felicia Noble, turning 35 years old today. And Crystal Gibbs, turning 47 years old today. And Robin Canacle, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Ayana Sunshine, go get her. Ayana Sunshine, happy birthday to you. And Demetra Jefferson Weisinger turning 58 years old today, and Jay West turning 37 years old today. And last but certainly not least, my man Ricardo Aviles, happy birthday to you. I'm going to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, I mean, I'm saying though, money or personality, if you have enough of either one of them, it's going to take you far. But when it's your personality, you have to find the right person to gel with that personality or to feed into it, foster it. Accommodate it. When it's money, you can almost spend it anywhere. You can almost throw it to anybody. Very less people will refuse your money than will refuse your personality. But you keep banging, man. You do what you gotta do. You do what you got to do, kid. I want to thank all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Thanks for looking out. I love you to death. Resuscitate you. I love you right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock doing the damn thing. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And